Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another live edition of the broadcast. Jim Paris here with you. Of course, the website is ChristianMoney.com. And I want to apologize. Start with that. Last week, I was sick. And it was sort of a weird thing. I was feeling a little bit under the weather, but I just thought, well, I'll rest up. I'll do my show. I've done my show before feeling under the weather. But man, I don't know what I got last week. It was kind of a combination of a cold and the flu. And by the time about an hour before the show arrived, I just was sick. I couldn't bring myself to the microphone. So I was quickly emailing the studios in Minneapolis, and they were able to run a rerun. And that's why we have reruns. They're there for this reason. So we are live with you tonight. This is July the 19th, 2015. We're live on Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. We've got a full 2 hours lined up for you. So much to get into. I didn't want to spend the whole show talking about Donald Trump, but I can't avoid getting into this. So we're going to be talking about Donald Trump in this hour, the big controversy over what he said about John McCain. That's in the news. That's going to be big tomorrow on all of your talk shows on Monday. You're going to hear a lot about this. This is, I think for a lot of people, this is what they were waiting for, the opportunity to sink Trump. And this was really a gaffe. And if Trump was smart, he would walk back from this. But I don't think his ego will let him. I'm going to tell you what he said here in just a moment. My guest in hour number two tonight is IRS problem solver Dan Pilla. Now, he's with us tonight to talk about identity theft as it relates to your taxes, to your tax return, to the IRS. And this is a really big deal right now. But of course, Dan Pilla is with us. You can ask questions about any type of tax problem you have, any problems with the IRS. And of course, he's famous for telling people different ways, different strategies of settling debts that they have with the IRS. So if you maybe haven't filed in a few years, or you've got a problem, maybe you have a difficult problem with a spouse. Sometimes people get into trouble. They have a spouse that kind of goes rogue and runs up a bunch of tax debts. There's innocent spouse relief. There's all kinds of different programs, payment plans, settlements where you can settle for a few cents on the dollar. All of this in hour number two. Our guest for the hour is IRS problem solver Dan Pilla. Now, we also rebooked the guest that was supposed to be here last week. Her name is Glory Borgeson, and she'll be with us next week to talk about her book that has to do with workplace bullies. And it's a great book. We're going to be talking about that. And she's also kind of a health nut. And she also has a health book out, a book on dieting and eating right. And hey, we can never get enough good information on that, right? So we're going to have her talk about that a little bit as well. So it'll be a two for the price of one interview next week. We'll be talking about workplace bullying, and then we'll be getting into her diet system, which is all about, I believe she might be a vegan. I know she's into like eating vegetarian. It might even be even more close to a veganism type of a diet, but we'll ask her about that. She's been doing that for a number of years, and she's in great health, and she's going to be sharing that information with us as well. Well, one of the things we have changed here at ChristianMoney.com is we used to do maybe two emails a week. And so if you were on the email list, you'd get a couple of emails a week. We're now doing 1 to 2 emails a day. And let me tell you why we're doing that and why you absolutely need to get on the email blast. If you go to ChristianMoney.com, you'll see the email sign up form there, right on the homepage, ChristianMoney.com. Look, I'm with you. I don't like to get a lot of emails. I don't like to be spammed. But here's the deal. You can unsubscribe from our email at any time, but you're not going to want to do that because what we started doing about 3 weeks ago, and this is just absolutely going crazy. People love it. We're doing deal alerts all throughout the week where we're scouring the internet looking for deals on travel. I just posted a deal where you could go round trip, for example, from Chicago to Orlando for $96. This is the kind of stuff we're doing. And you get these email alerts, a couple of these a day, where we give you these deals. I also posted a deal where you could get a complete Pioneer, this is the top of the line, right, for car audio, a complete Pioneer audio system, including the main console, as well as 4 speakers, the entire Pioneer audio system, which has Bluetooth in it, everything. $99, and we gave you a link where you can go and get that. So this is what we're doing. We're looking for deals on electronics, on computers, on airfare. We're looking for deals on cruises, and you can get in on all of this. We're also recommending some kind of fringe things, you might call them. I'm big into survival. I'm big into self-defense. We put in the email blast this week a book which is not available on Amazon. You can only buy it as a PDF. I believe they also sell it as a printed version, but it's a self-published book. And it shows you how to legally become invisible on the internet so that the government can't track you, so that the NSA can't track you. And we posted a link where you can go and buy that book. I'm going to be putting an email blast out tomorrow talking about prepping for pennies, how you can actually become a prepper, but for just a few, you know, pennies on the dollar. So you're not going to have to buy this expensive survival food. You're going to be able to go down to Walmart or a regular grocery store and get all of your prepping supplies, preparedness supplies at a regular grocery store. We're going to do an email blast on that tomorrow on how to get that information. So don't miss out on the email blasts. Go over to ChristianMoney.com. Get your name on the email list if you're not getting the emails. Also, friend us on Facebook. A lot of these deals are also posted on Facebook. So if you go to Facebook, you can find me as a person. You can become my friend. A lot of people don't do that anymore. A lot of the radio and TV people, they don't let you become their friend personally. That's fine. You can become my personal friend. You can also become a fan of our ChristianMoney.com business page or fan page. So here's how you would do that. You can find me personally on Facebook by searching for my name, James L. Paris. That's just like the city, James L. Paris. You can find me on Facebook, our ChristianMoney.com page. You can find that by just searching for Christian Money, and then you'll find our ChristianMoney.com page as well. There are links to those two pages, I believe. I know at least to our regular business page over at ChristianMoney.com. You'll find that link. All right. I want to talk about this for just a few seconds before this commercial. Then when we come back from the commercial, we're going to talk more about it. We're also going to talk about Donald Trump. We have a new sponsor for the radio show. You're going to hear some ads from them tonight, but I want to tell you a little bit about this. It's called HomeGunBusiness.com. Write that down. You're going to want to go there tonight. HomeGunBusiness.com. you can legally become a federally licensed firearms dealer for less than $200. You can run this kind of a business from your home. You can buy your guns and your ammo at wholesale. There's a lot of different ways to make money. HomeGunBusiness.com. I'm going to tell you more about it after this break. We're also going to talk about Donald Trump. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Recent statistics show that gun sales are absolutely going through the roof. Honestly, it's no wonder today that people are buying guns in such record numbers. I just stumbled across a very, very interesting way to cash in on the explosion in firearm sales. Did you know that you can legally set up a home-based gun dealership and the cost to obtain a federal firearms license is ridiculously low? As an FFL dealer, you can even buy your own guns and ammo at wholesale. Now, if you'd like to get all of the details and the information you need to get started in a business like this, check out the website HomeGunBusiness.com. That's HomeGunBusiness.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Good to be back here in my chair. back in front of the microphone after taking off last week, just sick. That's the only reason. You know what? I love the fact this week I got so many emails. Made me feel so good. So many emails, people looking for the download of my show. And, you know, sometimes when you're doing a radio show and you're sitting here in a studio, you don't really get to see how many people are listening. And when you miss a show and you start getting all the emails from people saying, hey, what's going on? I don't have the iTunes download. I can't get your show. Why isn't it downloading? Where's the episode? Wow, that makes me feel really good. So, yep, if you missed the download, it's because there wasn't one. We missed last week. I was out sick, but I'm back. Here's something great to note, though. I will be on the radio in 2 weeks with my good friend George Norrie, host of Coast to Coast AM, which is on like 600 radio stations. And I will be on the last 2 hours of the show. So this is the radio show comes on in the middle of the night. So here on the, let's see, here on the East Coast, it starts at 1 a.m. So in this case, I'm going to actually be on from 3 to 5 a.m. in my time zone. Is that crazy? But look, when we go on, when I go on this show, I mean, the sales of my book on prayer go absolutely through the roof. George Norrie loves my book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, which is available at Amazon. It's on all kinds of bestsellers lists. It just keeps going and going and going. The book came out. It'll be 3 years this fall. I can't believe it. Just tens of thousands and tens of thousands of people have bought this book on how to pray when you have a financial problem. I'll be back with George Norrie in 2 weeks from tonight to talk about that. All right, so we're going to talk about Trump here. So stay tuned for that. But I want to talk a little bit more about this homegunbusiness.com. So if you go to the website, homegunbusiness.com, what you're going to find is information on how you can start a home-based federal firearms dealership. And this is really neat because you can buy guns wholesale for yourself. You can buy ammunition wholesale for yourself. And you can turn around and sell the ammunition at retail. I mean, right there, that's one niche. You could just be someone that buys ammo at wholesale, resells it at retail. How many people are out there looking for ammo, needing to buy ammunition? And ammunition goes in short supply now and again. So that right there is a niche. There's also another part to this business. And again, you can do this 100% from home, and they'll show you how to get set up and fully licensed for under $200 over at homegunbusiness.com. Now, there's one other aspect to this that I want you to know about. You probably hear ads on the radio where you can buy guns from either web-based gun dealers or people that you've got to deal with on an 800 number to buy a gun. Now, under our federal law, they're not able to ship that to you directly. That gun that you buy has to be sent to a middle point, to a federal firearms dealer, an FFL. That person receives that firearm, and then you have to go to them to claim your firearm and do the paperwork and so forth. You can earn between $25 and $50 just by receiving a firearm for someone and then doing the paperwork and dispersing that to them. Just being kind of the receiving person, $25 to $50 each time. So there's so many different ways of making money once you have your FFL. And I didn't know this. I just learned about this like 3 weeks ago. What? You can get your FFL for under $200. You can run this business from home. In fact, they tell me that over 60% of the FFLs in this country are home-based. You can do this completely from home as a part-time business. So if you're someone that's interested in guns, or you just want to save money buying your own guns and ammo at wholesale, you want to make a little bit of money on the side, a few hundred bucks a week, doing these transfers where the guns have to be shipped to a middle point, and then the paperwork is done, and then they're given to the buyer. I mean, there's so many different ways of making money from this. Check it out, homegunbusiness.com. One of our new sponsors, homegunbusiness.com. Check out their website. All right, Donald Trump So Donald Trump was doing an appearance and John McCain's name came up, and the fact that John McCain is a hero, war hero, who disagrees with that? I mean, the guy fought in Vietnam. He was a prisoner of war for what, 4 or 5 years? He had the opportunity to be released because his father was an admiral, but he turned down that preferential treatment. The guy's a hero. I know who can dispute that John McCain is a hero. So Trump said something really stupid, and this is going to be on all your talk shows tomorrow, because the establishment, the Republican Party, they want to bring Trump down. And this is their opportunity. This is their first opportunity to take Trump down. And so Trump made a comment that he also, he likes the guys that didn't get captured, something along those lines. In other words, making the inference that maybe John McCain shouldn't be considered a hero because he was captured and held as a POW. Kind of the inference of that. I'll be honest with you, just kind of a typical smart-ass comment by Donald Trump. Can I say smart-ass? I guess they haven't taken me off the air. I can do that. That's what it was, plain and simple. And you know what Trump should do? He should apologize and walk back from this comment. It was really stupid, but it's the kind of comment that a guy like Trump makes. And we all know someone like a Donald Trump, whether it's an uncle you have and, you know, gets a couple of cups of punch in him from the punch bowl at Christmas or New Year's and starts spouting off things like this. It's a little bit too much. It is. I love Donald Trump's outspokenness, but this was too much. So now there's all kinds of questions at his press op. They're asking him, do you have an apology for John McCain? Was it right what you said about John McCain? So this is going to be big for probably at least a couple of days. I don't know how it's going to all end, but Trump needs someone in his corner. I don't know if he has advisors or not to help him to not say everything that's on his mind. An interesting thing to say, okay, maybe a little bit funny to say something like this, but really, in a public forum, to say that you like the guys that didn't get captured, and then Trump, of course, trying to explain it, says, "Yeah, we don't give any kudos or we don't celebrate as heroes the guys that didn't get injured or didn't get captured." Hey, look, everyone that serves, especially in a theater of war, everyone that serves is a hero in my book. And the guys that sustain an injury, the guys and gals that are taken and have to serve in a prison being tortured, even more so a hero. So this is a loser for Donald Trump. Apologize, Donald. Move on. You had everything was going great till you did this. What are you thinking? All right. The Iran deal is supposed to bring gas prices down really, really low. I'm going to tell you how low they're predicted to go right after the break. Stay tuned.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. We are live on Sunday nights. Of course, the website is ChristianMoney.com. ChristianMoney.com. Make sure you get on the email list so you can get our deal alerts, as I was talking about at the beginning of the program. All right, this is interesting. I have been seeing this in the news this week multiple times. I don't really know how true this is, but they say here that the Iran deal, and I think this is going to, this is all they can say really positive about it, to bring pressure on Congress, I guess, not to vote against it. It says here that the Iran deal could bring gas prices down to below $2 again. I don't know if that's really worth it. I mean, to make this deal with Iran. But the truth is, we could bring prices down so easily if we just allowed, for example, the opening of that Keystone pipeline. If we loosened up the restrictions on fracking and drilling offshore, there's so many things that can be done without making a deal with the devil here. But I guess if it's this deal is going to go through with Iran and we can get gas down to $2 or less, I guess that's good. So look for that. This also interesting. Do you remember the Christian bakery that got shut down because a gay couple wanted them to bake a cake for them and they refused to do it? They ended up being fined over $100,000 by their local city. for violating an ordinance. Many people thought that fine would never be collected, but it is being collected, and the business had to be closed as a result of this. And the gentleman that owned the business, he and his wife, well, he had to go out and take a job, I believe, as a garbage man or something like that. This is interesting to note that they just went to the internet and crowdfunded $350,000, which I guess is going to be enough if they want to reopen the bakery. I wouldn't reopen it in that same location, however, because I'm sure the minute they reopen, another gay couple will come up and ask for a cake to be made, and they'll be back in the same boat they were before. So who knows what's going to happen, but it was good to see people step up and to help them out with $350,000. This weekend, I posted, this was on Friday, I posted because this happened apparently late on Thursday night. 50 teenagers in Jacksonville, Florida here, 50 teenagers attacked a small group of about 15 police officers. So 50 teens attacked 15 police officers. It started out there was just two police officers. They were getting attacked by this mob of teens. They then called in reinforcements, and then it was 15 police officers against this mob of 50 teenagers. Now, because of the mismatch, the police were only able to arrest 6 of these teenagers. And apparently, how this all happened, this was at an apartment complex in Jacksonville, Florida. You can Google this. You'll find it on my Twitter feed. And there was two groups of teens, about 25 in each group, that were getting ready to fight. So there were two off-duty Jacksonville police officers who were serving as security guards at this apartment complex. One of the teens had a baseball bat. They were clearly going to use that baseball bat in this fight. So you got a gang fight that's about to start, and these two off-duty police officers are intervening to stop this fight and to take away the baseball bat from this one teen. And then the whole group, all 50 of them, turn on these two police officers, who then call for backup, turns into a riot. There are 15 police officers total. And I believe two of the police officers were actually taken away with injuries. But here's what was fascinating. I posted a video on Facebook simply saying this, saying that our president, Barack Obama, every chance he gets, he sides with the criminals. You know, whether it's Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot, which was all a lie. We can go through, you know, the Trayvon Martin situation. Trayvon Martin, if I had a son, he might have looked like Trayvon Martin. Every chance this president gets. And so I went on to Facebook. I made a short video. It got like 3,000 views within a few hours, just saying that this president has set up an environment where the police officers are considered criminals. Police officers are considered the bad guys, the bad girls, right? And so I simply said this, and I thought, you know, what I said was insightful. I said, look, we need to tell our young people that when the police arrive on the scene, they need to not resist arrest. They need to comply with whatever the police officer tells them to do. If they feel like something unjust is happening, they can videotape that. They can deal with that later in a different forum. You would not believe how many people posted to that video saying things like, yeah, Jim, but you don't know because maybe the police officers were wrong in Jacksonville. You don't know how the police are in my city. I wouldn't really necessarily say that what you're telling teens is the right thing, Jim, because maybe the police officers are in the wrong in a lot of these cases. Look, what are we supposed to do, folks? Do you want your teenager to get shot? I mean, what is a police officer supposed to do? They arrive on a scene and you have 50 teenagers attacking police that have guns. I think it's a miracle that no one got killed, you know? And it's probably the police officers were afraid to draw their guns. But 50 teens attacking the police. You know, I don't blame the police if they stop coming out and responding to calls in certain areas, in certain neighborhoods. I just didn't think what I was saying was all that controversial regarding that we need to advise our teenagers, our young people of whatever color, race, creed, whatever, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever your background. If you are confronted by the police, do not resist. Do not resist. There nothing good happens when you resist. But I was surprised. You know, I have a following of mostly devout Christians on my Facebook page. And these were conceivably Christian people saying, well, wait a minute, Jim. You don't know the other side of the story. Maybe the police officers were really wrong. Maybe these 50 teens had a good reason for attacking the 15 police officers. What? And this is what concerns me. And I talked about it in the video. The thin blue line. What does that mean when we say the thin blue line? That there is really a facade, if you will, of safety and security in our culture. If we end up having bands of people, gangs, 50, 100 people attacking the police, we don't have enough police officers to deal with that. So what's going to happen is like what happens here in Daytona Beach during bike week. During bike week, the police officers, for the most part, stand down on anything less than a felony because they just don't have enough police officers to deal with reckless driving, maybe, you know, some fisticuffs, things like that. There's a lot of times nudity, you know, when these bikers come into town, but they don't enforce the regular laws. They only enforce the more serious crimes because they have no option but to do that. That is where this society is going. So if you want to be in a society where maybe you or your wife or one of your children are out in public and get robbed or beat up and you pick up the phone and call the police and they say, yeah, but we just don't have the manpower to deal with something like that. Has anybody died? Well, we just can't come out then unless someone's died. I mean, that's where we're going. That's where we're going. And when Christian people say, well, maybe the 50 teens, well, who knows? Maybe they had a good reason for wanting to attack the police officers. What? All right, when we come back from this break, I want to talk about this terrorist shooting in Chattanooga, Tennessee. 5 dead. We'll give you the latest after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Have you seen websites or even heard radio ads offering guns for sale? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Did you know that if someone buys a gun mail order, it must be shipped first to a local federally licensed firearms dealer? Now, the local dealer can make $25 to $50 for simply receiving the gun and doing the paperwork for the buyer. Now, most people don't know that they can do this. They can become a fully licensed federal firearms dealer for under $200, operate a business like this from home, and just doing these simple transfers, they can earn hundreds of dollars per week. Now, that's not all. As an FFL, you can also buy guns and ammo wholesale for yourself. Check it out today, HomeGunBusiness.com. The website, HomeGunBusiness.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at SonsOfLibertyTeam.com or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID-blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And don't forget to check out our new sponsor, HomeGunBusiness.com. Really cool home business. Get your FFL, your federal firearms dealer license. You can do that from home. Get started for less than $200. Get your FFL. Check it out, HomeGunBusiness.com. All right, this is from the Washington Post. Is it possible that 50 cents is really only worth 50 cent? The rapper 50 Cent is actually broke. It says he's going bankrupt here. And what's odd about this story, rapper 50 Cent, legally known as Curtis James Jackson III, filed for bankruptcy in Hartford, Connecticut this last week. And it says 2 months ago, his estimated net worth was $155 million. Apparently, he made $100 million in 2007 from his investment in Vitamin Water after it was later purchased by Coca-Cola. He has a show on the Starz Network and has appeared in nearly 24 films. Of course, he has music royalties as well. The New York Times calls him a Renaissance man, and now he's broke. He might only be worth 50 cents. Who knows? 50 cents filing for bankruptcy. All right, this guy's name, we can now say that this was terrorism. Believe it or not, the shooting is taking place, and we have CNN reporters saying, well, the shooter's name is Muhammad Yusuf Abdul Aziz. But look, let's not jump to any conclusions. Let's not jump to any conclusions about what his motivation is. We have five servicemen now dead. I believe that is correct here as of today. So there were four killed initially, and I believe that one that was injured, serviceman, passed away today. So that brings the death toll up to five, if I have that correct. And this is just shocking to me. Now it's in the news tonight. Well, he suffered from mental illness. So look, that might be true. I think all of these militant Islamist terrorists, I think all of them suffer from mental illness. Okay. But now they're going to try to make this a story about mental illness. Watch this. Watch in the media tomorrow. It's going to be all about, well, maybe he was taking a little bit too much Paxil. That's why this happened. And maybe he was on some of that ADHD drugs. Maybe he was taking Ritalin. That's really probably what was going on here. Wrong. Wrong. This guy had made multiple trips to the Middle East. He had clearly been converted to the extreme radical Muslim sect and had come back with marching orders from the Middle East. No doubt about it. And we're going to see more of this. And you know, to me, the tragedy in this, can you imagine this? You join the United States military. You go through basic training. You are such a fine specimen of a soldier that you are put in a recruiting station to be able to convince young people to join the military. So this is only the top cream of the crop, okay? And you have all this training with firearms, with all kinds of weapons, right? But you're not allowed to carry a sidearm to protect yourself. Now, this is not a Barack Obama policy. This goes all the way back to, I believe, it would go back to the 1990s under Bill Clinton when this policy was enacted. I don't even know if it was a presidential edict. It might have just been a decision within military ranks that we're not going to allow our military men and women to carry firearms. This, to me, is absurd. Absolutely absurd. We can trust them in the theater of war. We can trust them, in Iraq, in Afghanistan. We can trust them in all of these places around the world with high-powered weapons, everything from AK-47s to weaponry that can take down planes and can take down buildings and can sink ships. We can trust them with that, but we can't trust them to have a firearm in a holster, whether out in public or whether on base. This has got to stop. This is a travesty. Donald Trump brought this up this week. I think he's right on this. I think he's wrong on his comments about John McCain. But to me, that's the takeaway. Two things. I think we're going to see a really strong movement to support the notion that our servicemen are going to be allowed to carry sidearms, number one. Number two, watch for the media. Watch very closely for them to change the subject from this guy being a Muslim radical. They're going to change the subject to this being all about mental illness. That's what they're trying to do already in the news tonight. It's sad, but it tells you the story. You know, last week watching the news, hey, his name is Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz, but let's not jump to any conclusions. You know, let's not jump to any conclusions about what his motivations might be. Please, please. All right, this was a fascinating story, and who knew this? I didn't know this. Apparently, United Airlines, after they ran into trouble, you remember this was, a week and a half ago, they had to ground the entire airline because of a computer hacker. Someone hacked into their system. And so what they did was they put out a bounty. And this was a challenge to computer engineers worldwide, that if you could uncover vulnerabilities in their system, they would give you a reward. So this young guy by the name of Jordan Wiens, spelled W-I-N-S, wins 1.25 million frequent flyer miles from United Airlines by discovering a vulnerability in their software. So this is kind of the new thing, I guess, that corporations are doing. They're bringing in, they're putting out contests, bounties, whatever you want to call it. But this young guy, I guess he and his wife are going to be able to do a world travel around the world now for free on United Airlines, because he got over 1 million frequent flyer miles for doing this. And he is, this is his title. He is a software vulnerability researcher. Wow. If you're a young person listening today, I did not know there was such a thing. Is there a college degree? Is there a track you can go on to become a software vulnerability researcher? In other words, somebody that can reverse engineer hacking, who can tell you as a corporation how to increase your security to prevent any... This guy basically is like a good guy hacker, is what he is. Imagine what your worth would be in America today if you've got a skill set like this. I mean, this looks like a young kid. He looks like maybe, I don't know, looks like he's 20 years old. He looks younger than my son. And he's got over a million miles, frequent flyer miles with United for discovering a vulnerability in their software. This is through United's bug bounty program. This is from the South China Morning Post, this story. I thought it was fascinating. Who knew? All right, one other quick thing before we go to the break here. I want you to check out a website, fly.com. F-L-Y, like fly, right? Like you're flying on an airline. Fly.com. When you get to fly.com, what I want you to do is click on flight calendar. If you look at the top of the screen, or actually it's called Fare Calendar. This is the coolest thing I have ever seen. You click on Fare Calendar, and then you put in your city and a city you want to go to. And it'll give you like a 2 to 3 month calendar, and it'll show you on the screen what the cheapest days are to fly. It is ridiculous the deals you can find this way. I found a round-trip airfare between Orlando and Chicago, $96, using this fare calendar. Check it out over at fly.com. Fly.com, and then click on fare calendar, and you'll be able to put in the city that you're in and then the city you want to go to. Have some fun. Put in some different cities and see what the cheap days are to fly. This is such a cool way of searching, because if you were to try to do this in a normal, search engine, airfare search engine, you'd have to try one scenario after the next, and you get tired doing that. You never find the best deal. This way, you absolutely do get the best deal. All right, when we come back after the news, our guest is IRS problem solver Dan Pilla. Don't forget, check out our website, christianmoney.com. We will be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, christianmoneyplus.com. That's christianmoneyplus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, christianmoneyplus.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.